What's up, my royal priesthood? Welcome to another episode of Conversations with the Priestess. This week, I'm going to bring to you all some Reddit stories. Trigger warning, some of these stories have details of animal cruelty and animal abuse, so I want y'all to be forewarned. And right now, I'm in a place of doing self-care and preparing some new topics and planning of the show. So right now, I'm just going to bring to you all some Reddit stories. I'll continue to bring you other things as well. But reach out to me if there's specific topics that you would like for me to talk about. So y'all go ahead and subscribe, follow me, hit that share button, give me a thumbs up, and leave me a 5-star review wherever you're viewing this. Let's go ahead and hit that intro. So for this Reddit story, I'm reading from the Nuclear Revenge subreddit. And here we go. Have an affair on my friend? Nope. A childhood friend that was the most empathetic, kind guy I ever know, did a hitch in the Navy, went into computers, and played guitar in a band, married a pretty mean girl that liked the idea of a big wedding and a musician husband, but had no interest in a marriage. She was her family's golden child, drop-dead gorgeous, and completely narcissistic, spoiled. I kind of see where this is about to head. They buy land, he borrows money, and has his family build their house to reduce cost. He was paying them back over time while she spent money and socialized, sometimes working a part-time job. Inside of 2 years, she's bored and starts an affair, or we think never stopped affairs, but gets caught. And while the empathetic guy tries to work things out, she makes false accusations of domestic abuse and files for divorce with a restraining order, keeping him out of the home he and his family built with their own hands. Now that's jacked up. That's really jacked up of her to do. Like, how dare you, honey? She was really gold digging right here. Now keep in mind, he's still paying his family back for the home, still ordered to pay for the land and most of the upkeep maintenance. He's back in his childhood bedroom while his wife entertains her men in that house. With some research by the lawyer, the family still technically owned the house. Now, my family owned a heavy equipment business, including house structural movers. Look up house movers to verify what I said. When she went on vacation with her family and new boyfriend, we went in, jacked up the house, and drove off with it. Repossessed. The structure wasn't covered in the court order, just the mortgaged land. Oh my gosh. You know what? This is some of the best revenge ever. And rightly so. They repossessed that house. Okay, let me get back into the story. She had legal claim to the land. Her name was on the mortgage, but the structure appeared nowhere on the deed. And there was still money owed on most of the materials labor, so it was simply reposted. Now, the judge wasn't happy at all, but it wasn't illegal to repossess since the land mortgage was the only thing he was court ordered to pay. Now, it wouldn't be nuclear if it stopped there. Since the main character has recently passed away, I can tell more. Okay, so the main character has passed away. We had a guy we called Big Bob, and the name fits. Everyone probably knows someone that defies jail, death, is a walking demolition crew, and in fact, we called him Demolition Man for a while after the movie. Apparently, someone put huge dildos smeared with dried whipped cream crust in her possessions found when her dad and friends came to get the rest of her possessions out of the yard barn. That is embarrassing as hell. There were also extreme insertion porn and basically people doing things that they shouldn't with animals, material, bongs shaped like penises, etc. Someone used her pictures in dating magazines pre-internet for a paid escort with her phone number. Her parents even had to change their phone numbers a few times. Someone got those change of address cards from the post office and sent her mail around the country. And I wish y'all could see how this person wrote someone. Someone knew exactly when the legal separation happened, and she was supposed to get her own car insurance, but she didn't get that letter. Her car burned down in her workplace parking lot a few days after the legal separation happened. And of course, she didn't get the insurance company notification in the mail, so no insurance. Someone had intimate pictures printed, man's face blacked out on flyers, the printing pointing out that wasn't her husband at the time, and stuck them under windshield wipers at her family's church. Oh my God, not at church, baby. That's the best place to do it. Catch them at church. Catch them at church when they doing they shit. Let everybody know what kind of hypocrite they are. Every place she worked, all around her neighborhood, cops got involved in that, but they couldn't find where the flyers were printed. Big Bob was an over-the-road truck driver. Everything died down when she finally agreed to let our friend buy her out on the land for a reasonable sum, paying for it twice, and drop the restraining order. Now, hold on. Come on now. So they had Big Bob get on the case. Okay, come on. Oh my goodness. Less than a week after she had cleared the title, the house showed back up right where it was before. Since it was still on the steel used to move it, all we had to do was stick a truck back under it and take it back, hook it up. This was until she decided to marry a guy from a hardworking family that were doing well. She love bombed the poor hardworking sap, so he never knew what hit him. She had a bachelorette party with her pretty mean girlfriends at a local recreation lake and rubbed it in her bachelorette party was going to cost more, be better than her wedding to my friend. I think that's what cued the nuclear revenge. The flyers showed up all over at his bachelor party, at his parents' house with his family, and her bachelorette party got busted for drugs, where they found several people in various stages of undress, including the bride-to-be, and quite a bit of drugs, bunches of alcohol, etc. When that wedding blew up, the wedding dress from the first marriage to our friend showed up on a scarecrow with a pentagram on the front, what looked like blood paint on it, in her front yard. No one even missed the wedding dress from the first wedding until then. Every workplace, every time she dated someone seriously, etc., the flyer showed back up. She finally gained about 50 to 70 pounds and quit trying to date seriously. She looked like her 70-pound overweight mother, but 30 years earlier. She married a fat truck driver eventually. Rest in peace, Big Bob. You were one hell of a friend, and we're all going to miss you. We will sing the song of your people and raise a glass to you every time we meet. You know what? That was an interesting nuclear revenge, because baby, that, yeah, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Now, honey, I should have had a trigger warning for that, because the things they accused old girl of and photoshopped her stuff with, oh my God. And she was a full-fledged narcissist. Baby, you got to watch out for these narcissists out here, honey, because I've dated a narcissist and that shit was not cool at all. All honey, so we're gonna go on ahead and go on to the next Reddit story. Another nuclear revenge. So a few months back, I found my cat Gigi on the street. He was so young, maybe a couple of months old, so I felt as if I couldn't just leave him there. He also looked extremely malnourished, and it was so heartbreaking to see. Just in case he was an escaped kitten, I posted flyers all over the neighborhood and on lost pet forums for my area. Absolutely no one contacted me, so I took him to the vet and registered him as my pet, vaccinated, chipped, and neutered, when he was old enough. When I first found him, I thought he was a Russian blue. He looked exactly like them down to the face shape and eye color. As he got older, the stripes he has never faded like breeders said they would, so I abandoned the idea that he is a Russian blue. Besides, it's downright preposterous that an expensive breed of cat would be abandoned like that, right? Out of curiosity, even though he's legally my cat now, I decided to check the neighborhood watch and lost pet forums. That's when I found a post from one of my neighbors going absolutely nuclear on another neighbor, exposing her and her business. I'll call the nuclear neighbor Daisy and the total waste of air Karen. From what I read on Daisy's post, She feeds the local strays. There's one in particular, a tabby, that liked to hang out in her lawn. Her next door neighbor, Karen, is a cat breeder, especially for Russian blue cats. Karen hates Daisy because she feeds the strays and was worried about them ruining her business. One day, Daisy hears screaming coming from Karen's house, sounds of objects being thrown, general commotion. She stepped outside, ready to call the police, believing it to be a domestic disturbance. Instead, she watched Karen chase the tabby out of her house, smacking it with a broom and trying to kill it. They get into an argument, which prompts Daisy to write about it for the first time on the neighborhood watch. About 4 to 5 months later, there's more disturbance at Karen's house. Yelling, screaming, bumping around. Once again, Daisy steps outside to see if they need help and sees Karen angrily stomping out of her house with a box. She walks down the street a bit and Daisy discreetly follows her. Karen reaches the tiny playground in their neighborhood and throws the box into the bushes. Daisy goes to the bush and sees a bunch of kittens in the box and around the box and in the bushes. She tries to grab them all, but a couple run off and she can't catch them. Daisy is pissed, brings the kittens that she managed to catch home and goes to confront Karen. Karen is also mad at her, blaming Daisy's feeding of the strays for losing her thousands of dollars. What? Because she was taking care of the animals that you were trying to kill, and you possibly were the one abandoned, from what I'm gathering. Like, really? Really? Okay, so let's read on, y'all. About, okay, yeah. So this woman basically throws these cats out callously without a fucking care. Like, really? The tabby that hangs out around the house apparently got Karen's cat pregnant and she couldn't sell the kittens because they're not purebred and it's obvious. After their argument, Daisy takes the kittens to the vet and most have injuries, broken tails, injured ribs, etc. Once Daisy got home, she reported Karen for animal abuse and then started to expose Karen online. Everywhere she could, Daisy told people not to buy from Karen, even going onto her breeder page and exposing what she did to the kittens. From what she knows, Karen completely lost her business. Despite this, every month, Daisy will post about Karen and warn people not to buy from her just in case. Now, I'm not sure if Gigi is a part of the kittens that came from that. He could very well be just a gray tabby from the strays, but the timeline matches up. I'm not sure if Karen is or is going to face legal charges for the abuse she did to those kittens, but I sure damn hope so. Damn. Like, honey, Daisy wasn't directly wrong. However, yeah, the child, if you're going to do that to some kittens because you're a breeder, honey, as a breeder, you should have a freaking heart. And if you don't have a heart, something is wrong with you, girlfriend. Something is really wrong with you. I'm reading some of the comments and people are saying, justice served. This is justice even. Don't F with cats. More avenged. Cowboy now. So, baby, that woman had that revenge coming. So I'm going to take a quick break. Here's some church announcements, and I'm going to be right back. What's up, everybody? This is the church announcement sector of Conversations with the Priestess. Recently, I had a situation to where I'm a relative let me know that some people had reached out to them concerning some of my social media posts, and they were concerned for my safety. The relative did explain to me that they couldn't tell me who the people were and that they did not advise of what they saw on social media. They did not advise of what was, you know, putting me in danger. And I told the relative that since I am a grown woman, I'm about to be 38 very soon, that these individuals could have easily come to me. And I told him, I said, when you speak with those people that are so concerned, tell them to come talk to me. And I said that to say all of this. If you are concerned about a grown adult's safety, about what they post on social media, you can come to that adult person and have a civilized conversation. If you go to that person's relatives or circle, stating that you're concerned for their safety, but you don't want that person to know that you said anything and you don't really elaborate, it really comes off as if you are being messy and being toxic. So this church announcement is basically, if you're really concerned about someone, reach out to them. But if you have to be that dog that carries the bone, then you look very pitiful. So I'm going to leave that with you. Y'all live, love, and be free. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. Show me some love and share. And let me know how we're doing over here at Conversations with the Priestess. Now let's go on ahead and get back in the show. I hope y'all like those announcements and y'all take heed to the church announcements. So in continuation with the Reddit stories, I'm going to read from the Bridezilla's forum. I absolutely love reading about wedding drama because some of that shit be interesting as hell, honey. It be interesting. So yeah, let's go ahead and read this here Reddit story. Okay. Bride said, "I'm running her shower, which I'm paying for and also planning like it's my second job." What the title says, "I've been spending hours every day leading the planning on the shower, which myself and the other bridesmaids are paying for, even though it's 6 months away, because the bride is hounding us to get everything done ASAP. The kind of hounding that makes you just want to do something so the person shuts up. Today, the bride told another bridesmaid that me asking her for the guest list was just asking her to do work for the shower and she shouldn't have to do anything but show up and enjoy it." Press pause. Baby, what? You're getting married and you have your friend paying for your wedding and planning like it's her second job, and you're complaining about a guest list, which is your freaking job to have somebody come. I don't understand these entitled people. I really don't. I can't stand entitled people. I really don't get it. I don't get it. She does not speak to her future mother-in-law, and she's currently in an argument with her own mother and doesn't want her involved. The guest list is the only thing we need from her outside of when we asked her to confirm she was free for the date we picked. Wait a minute, baby, you need to go ahead and leave that alone and let that ship sink by its own self. Because baby, you don't need all that drama in your life, honey. Like, I don't get people that treat people like that, especially if you're, yeah, that's a hot mess, honey. On to the next Reddit story. I'm reading from this one from Am I the Asshole? I love this Reddit. Okay. Am I the asshole for refusing to pay for my friend's wedding because she uninvited me? Okay, so here's the deal. My friend, so let's call her Sarah, and I have been tight since high school. We've been through everything together. Breakups, makeups, you name it. When she got engaged, I was over the moon for her. Fast forward to a few months before the wedding, Sarah sends out the invitations and I'm psyched to RSVP. But then out of nowhere, she texts me saying that she's had to cut down the guest list due to budget constraints and unfortunately, I didn't make the cut. Okay, you cut your best friend since childhood out of the wedding. I'm gonna keep reading. I was devastated. I get that weddings are expensive and all, but to uninvite me after we've been friends for so long, ouch. I was devastated. I'm sorry. Fast forward again to the wedding day. I see all these photos on social media and it looks like a fairy tale, but here's the kicker. Sarah texts me later that week asking for money to help cover the cost of the wedding. Apparently they went over budget and she's asking all the guests who didn't attend to chip in. I was floored. Not only did she uninvite me, but now she expects me to foot the bill for a wedding I didn't even get to go to. I told her no way. I refused to pay a single dime, but now she's saying I'm being selfish and unsupportive. Am I the asshole here, Reddit? Or is Sarah out of line for expecting me to pay for her mistake? Baby, you are not the asshole. No, baby, you are not the asshole. Like, you uninvited me, your childhood friend, from your wedding, and you expect me to pay for something I didn't get to attend? Girl, bye. Go sit down somewhere, honey. And I do have an update. Let's see what it's giving. So it says, hey, everyone, OP here with an update about refusing to pay for my friend's wedding because she uninvited me. Firstly, I want to express my gratitude to all 700 plus of you who took the time to read my story and offer your thoughts. Your support and perspective have been invaluable during this challenging time. Since my last update, there has been some significant development. Sarah saw the post and confronted me. Things got heated. There was yelling, emotions ran high, and in the end, I made the difficult decision to go no contact with Sarah. While it was a tough choice to make, I realized that the toxicity in our relationship had reached a point where it was no longer healthy for either of us. Despite my initial hopes for reconciliation, it became clear that certain underlying issues in our friendship needed to be addressed and resolved before any meaningful progress could be made. Going no contact was not a decision I made lightly, but rather one born out of necessity for my own well-being and mental health. It's never easy to distance yourself from someone you care about, but sometimes it's necessary for personal growth and healing. I want to thank everyone once again for their support and encouragement throughout this journey. Your words have been a source of strength and comfort during a challenging time in my life. Moving forward, I'm focused on prioritizing self-care and surrounding myself with positive influences. While it's sad to say goodbye to a friendship that once meant so much to me, I'm hopeful that this decision will ultimately lead to greater happiness and fulfillment in the long run. Thank you all for being a part of my story and for your unwavering support. I don't blame you, girl. Like, big ups to the OP for letting us know that she went no contact with homegirl. Like, homegirl was wrong for that. You don't do that to someone that you call a friend and that you've been with for real. Like, no. And you know, I had to eventually cut someone off like that as well because they showed me their true colors. And while it's hard to cut someone off, your piece is more value. So big ups to the OP. Y'all, I'm going to get on up out of here. I've read a few stories. Y'all live, love, and be free. I'm going to hit y'all back with some more Reddit stories on Friday at noon. Let me know if y'all want me to post more than twice a week. So y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches.